I'm Dwayne Carson, reporting for a Monday morning. And over the weekend, a lot of things happening. We talked a little bit about high school football. There was college football and state cross country. Several local student athletes competed at the state cross country championships over the weekend in Fort Dodge. In Friday's 1A races, Grundy Center's girls and boys teams competed. The Spartan girls placed 14th, led by a 34th place by Grace Storion. And the Spartan boys placed 4th, led by a runner-up finish by Emerson Vokes. North Butler's Addison Volker placed 18th in the girls' race. In Class 1A, and teammate Ezra Almoline placed 84th in the 1A boys' race. South Hardin's Maya Willoughby placed 110th in the girls' competition. In the 2A races on Saturday, Dighton Hartford's Izzy Houts placed 19th in the girls' race. And in the 3A girls' cross-country state championships, Lydia Moss of Hampton Dumont Cal placed 57th, and Danny Reeks of IFA AGWSR placed 89th. You can view the full results online at radioonthego.com and stay tuned for more from the state qualifying athletes on their competitions throughout this week. Well, the Iowa State football team enters the month of November at the top of the Big 12 standings. The Cyclones are part of a five-way tie for the lead after a 30-18 win at Baylor. It was the fourth win in the last five games, and the Cyclones will take a 4-1 conference record into the game against Kansas coming up this Saturday evening. ISU coach Matt Campbell.
That's what our program has stood for, right? I mean, the last 8 years, there's the majority of the time we've been here, right? And there's been moments where we've succeeded and moments where we haven't. And so I think for us, you know, our kids, the history of this place over the last 8 years, that's what the goal is. Get to November and be in a position to go play meaningful football and championship-level football.
And Campbell talks more about playing that meaningful football in November.
You know, we got a lot of growth that needs to happen. You got to keep growing up, and you're going to play some great teams. I mean, it's starting next Saturday, obviously, with a great Kansas team. But, man, the challenges only get bigger when you do the job in September and October to build your team for these moments.
And Saturday's game kickoff is set for 6 p.m. Well, let's take a look at some other college football from over the weekend. The Drake Bulldogs are now 5-0 in the PCL, and they defeated the Stetson Hatters 33-7 was the final score. Drake winning 33-7. The Northern Iowa Panthers have been coming on strong. They beat Illinois State on the road 24-21 on Saturday. Also, Upper Iowa fell to Indianapolis 35-7. It was Waldorf falling to Dickinson State 41-0. Ellsworth Community College also shut out by Garden City 25-0. The Wartburg College Knights, oh boy, they are undefeated. Third-rated Wartburg, 9-0 now in the season with a 24-14 win over always tough Central College, and a 24-14 win for the Knights. And the Orange are our ARC champions, that is. They win the American Rivers Conference, their 19th conference championship in program history. Congratulations to Wartburg on the big victory. High school football news. Applington Parkersburg head football coach Alex Pollock has announced he's stepping down from the position in a public Facebook post he made during the weekend. Pollock said he was asked to resign and that he would do so. He noted in the post that the reason for the resignation was not due to any illegal or immoral activity. Pollock held the position for 14 seasons, starting in 2010. More news from Applington Parkersburg is the 8th-rated volleyball team will compete at this week's Class 2A state tournament. It'll be the Falcons' first state appearance since 2008. AP has been battle-tested all season, and the only losses have been to fellow-ranked teams. The team began this season with the goal of making it to state, but senior middle hitter Olivia Bellows says they proved that they could compete among Iowa's best squads when they qualified for the Final Four of the NICL tournament.
I think it was definitely when we got in the top four at the conference tournament and our game at Union. Those were two really big steps for us. I think Union, we finally won one of those hard games that, like, it's like back and forth. And usually in the past years, we would have never got past that. We would have never, like, we would have just gave up because it was too hard to fight point for point. So we would have just, like, doubted each other, got mad at each other. But, like, this year, we showed our grit. We finally came together and got it done. And, like, I think at the conference tournament, we deserve to be here. Like, this is what we're doing this year.
The 7th-seeded Falcons enter the state tournament with 273 service aces, the third most in Class 2A. They'll take on number 2-seed Hinton in a quarterfinal Tuesday. Tomorrow, 2:25 p.m., coverage on 99 The Wave. The number one Dyke New Hartford volleyball team will appear at the state tournament this week for the fourth straight year and the 24th time in program history. The members of this year's team are not strangers to the state tournament, but they're enjoying the success of a so far undefeated season. The state title would complete the program's first undefeated season since they did so in 2012 and 2013. Senior middle hitter Maren Bixby says the long-term success of the DNH program is partially due to the long-term development of the student athletes.
We've all been working since fourth grade. You know, everyone's kind of grown up together, and we get to, you know, intermix with other grades. So I think that's really helped us throughout the years, practicing with each other, open gyms, camps, and stuff like that. So I think she sets us up to form connections within the team, and I think it really helps us.
And the number one seed Wolverines are going for the program's 11th state title, having last won it in 2021. They'll take on 8th seed Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont in a quarterfinal coming up Tuesday, tomorrow, 2 p.m. That'll actually air here on 104.9 KLMJ. The Applington, Parkersburg, Dyke, New Hartford, and Grundy Center volleyball teams advancing to the state tournament in Class 2A. They have meet the team programs tonight. You can hear on the radio the players themselves talking more about their seasons and the coaches. 6 p.m. for Applington, Parkersburg. Grundy Center airs at 7 o'clock and Dyke, New Hartford at 8 o'clock over on our sister station 99 The Wave for that coverage. And Drake is the preseason favorite in the Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball poll, but Northern Iowa is picked to finish second in the preseason poll. Point guard Bowen Bourne returns after averaging 18 points per game in a year ago and is approaching his final year, even though he could return for another COVID season.
Knowing that I have a year after but still approaching this as my senior year, I think is a great way to add some motivation and to add an extra type of energy to your team and to your squad, and that's how I have approached it.
Bourne feels the experience he has gained is a plus.
And I feel like I have been doing better in practices with starting to kind of take that older guy approach and start to help the younger guys and help them kind of be a player coach. And so I think that's something that, yeah, I have thought about just a little bit in terms of, yeah, how I want to look at this. And so definitely I feel like I've kind of approached it that way.
And you can hear Northern Iowa basketball all season long on our sister station, 99 The Wave, 98.9 KQCR. Let's take a look at what's going on at state volleyball today at Extreme Arena. The 5A quarterfinals will start things off at noon today. West Des Moines Dowling will play West Des Moines Valley at 12 noon, and followed by Ankeny Centennial against Ankeny at 12:25. And Pleasant Valley against Johnston at 2 p.m. and Waukee Northwest against Cedar Falls at 2:25. The 4A quarterfinals start after that. 4 o'clock, it's Clear Creek Amana, number one, against 8th-seeded Norwalk. Number two, Indianola against Marion at 4:25. North Scott battles ADM at 6 o'clock this evening. And Cedar Rapids Xavier against Council Bluffs Lewis Central at 6:25 at State Volleyball for this Monday. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting for Radio On The Go Sports.